I entered the dark, enchanted forest near the spot where that big cottonwood tree sits. You know the one. Great big tree with gnarled limbs that reach up like a hand. And there's a fresh scar running down the trunk where the tree was struck by lightning. And maybe you don't remember the tree because, well, maybe you haven't seen it. Okay, but the important thing is that I remembered it. I remembered it because I had seen it many times before, and because I studied it again to be double sure that I would remember it, because once you get into the dark, enchanted forest, you get turned around and lose your sense of direction. Going into that place was easy. Getting out was the problem. And before a guy goes plunging into it, he'd better have a few landmarks memorized. I'd be the first to admit that a tree wasn't the best landmark in the world, since it sort of follows from simple logic that a forest is full of trees. But what kind of landmark do you suppose you'd find in a place full of trees? Trees! So I memorized every detail of that big cottonwood tree and hoped that there weren't 1,000 more trees just like it. And having done that, I put my nose to the ground, picked up the trail, and followed it into the forest. We don't have many forests in our country, which is mostly rolling prairie with caprocks and canyons. Here and there, you find a heavily wooded area down along a creek, don't you see? So you might say that I hadn't spent much time training for rescue work in a forested situation. Myself, I'm more of a prairie dog, not one of those little rodents that digs holes in the ground. They're called prairie dogs too, even though they're not dogs at all. No, I'm a prairie dog in that I prefer working in open country, where I can see for miles in all directions. I dig holes in the ground every now and then, but I've never been a rodent. You couldn't pay me to be a rodent. The point is, I prefer the wide open spaces. Heavily wooded areas give me the creeps because I can't see what lies ahead or to the sides. And I have this active imagination that is very good at turning bushes and shadows into, well, monsters. Fellers, once I entered that dark, spooky forest, I saw more monsters in 5 minutes than I'd seen in my entire life. You never saw so many monsters. I saw 3 leaf monsters, 4 bush monsters, 2 shadow monsters, and 7 tree monsters. Which sort of gets me back to what I was saying about training. If a guy is trained in a spooky forest situation, he learns that even though these monsters look scary, the statistics show that they don't often eat dogs. And once he knows this, he can go on about his business without being distracted. In other words, he can follow the scent. What I'm driving at, in sort of a roundabout way, is that I got so busy dodging forest monsters that, darn the luck, I lost the scent. As you might expect, we have a response to that problem. When we lose a scent, we turn around and backtrack until we pick up the scent again. I turned around, all right. But once I turned around, I found myself, well, turned around, you might say, and it's a well-known fact that you can't backtrack if you've lost the track and don't know which way is back. All at once, I found myself basically lost. I had lost the scent, the trail, my sense of direction, my sense of well-being, my courage, my confidence, my curiosity, and my devotion to duty. But most of all, I had lost all desire to be where I was. Fellers, I was lost and scared, surrounded by forest monsters and strange sounds, hoots and tweets and cheeps, twitters and crackles and slithers, coos and moans and sighs, whispers and lispers and laughter. Why didn't I leave the forest? There's a very simple explanation for that. A guy can't leave what he doesn't like unless he knows where to find something better. And I didn't. completely lost and turned around is what we're talking about here. An important mission so badly botched that I would dearly love to drop the whole subject. I mean, it's embarrassing to be the head of... Better mush on with the story. Okay, I was lost, I admit that. And with no better plan in mind, I chose one direction out of the hat, so to speak, and went stumbling through the vines and so forth, hoping that in the process of stumbling, I might stumble onto a more coherent plan of action. I hadn't gone far when, all at once, I thought I heard a voice. First, I dismissed it as just another of the many spooky sounds of the forest. But then, I heard it again. And this time, I couldn't dismiss it.
Oh my goodness! Who should be coming through the forest but Hank the Rabbit?
Huh? Who said that?
I did. I think I did. Or maybe I didn't. It depends on what you heard.
I heard someone say something about Hank the Rabbit.
Oh, yes, 'twas I who said that.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things we ought to get straight right away. Number one, I can't see you, and it makes me uncomfortable to carry on a conversation with nobody.
If you're talking with nobody, and if nobody hears, then nobody cares. So it really doesn't matter, does it?
Well, there was something familiar about that voice. Hadn't I heard it before? Seemed to me that I had, but I couldn't place it. I'd feel more comfortable if I could see you. Tell me where you are.
I'm here, and you're there, and we don't know any more than we did before, so what's the point of knowing where we are?
I'd like to look you in the eyes, is what I'm saying.
Well, of course you would. Find me, and you'll find my eyes. Or find my eyes, and I won't be far behind.
Yeah, but...
But you can't find either one, eye or eyes, so I will look you in the eyes while your eyes look for mine.
I sat down and peered into the gloomy, vine-covered gloominess of the forest. Couldn't see anybody. You know, you have a way of confusing words, and it seems to me that I met somebody once who talked that way.
Oh, my goodness! Who could I be?
Well, I don't know. That's what I was fixing to ask.
Go right ahead and ask.
Okay. Who could you be?
Well... I could be a tree if I had roots, or I could be a cloud if I could float, or I could be a dream if I could sleep. But I can't, and I'm not, and I'm only who I am instead of who I could be.
All right, I guess that sort of narrows it down. Who are you?
I hate simple questions. They require simple answers, and whoever I am not simple. I simply can't answer your question.
This was getting me nowhere. All right, then let's move to my second point.
Oh, no, how dull. Let's skip the second and go on to the third.
Huh? No, I don't have a third point, just two.
All things have three parts. The first half, the second half, and the third half, which we didn't know was there. But it is there, so skip the second part and go to the third.
Well, all right, I guess... My second point, which is the same as your third point...
Now you're getting in the spirit.
...is that you called me Hank the Rabbit. And I'm not a rabbit, see? I'm a dog. Hank the Cow Dog, head of ranch security.
Oh, I know all that. But I like Hank the Rabbit better than Hank the Cow Dog, so I will call you Hank the Rabbit.
Well, whatever you... Suddenly, the pieces of the puzzle began falling into place. I remembered running into somebody once who had called me Hank the Rabbit. Say, I think I just figured out who you are. You're Madam Moonshine, the witchy little owl. I waited for her to answer, but she didn't. There was a long, throbbing silence. Madam? Madam Moonshine? Speak to me.
Rubbish.
You're the one who cured me of eye crossorosis.
Double rubbish, sassafras, horseradish, balderdash.
And that explains why you've been talking in circles. Shucks, you're a witch.
Yes, I'm a witch, but also a switch.
Huh?
Where would you look to find a switch?
Well, let's see, a switch. In a tree?
A switch in a tree, a witch, that is me. Make the switch and find a witch. Tra-la, tra-la, tra-la.
All the evidence was pointing, maybe if I raised my eyes from ground level to, heck, I'd been looking for her on the ground, but I raised my eyes and studied the circle of trees all around me, and mercy, there she was, hanging upside down from a vine that was draped over a big hackberry tree. Aha! There you are! I found you at last! She smiled, upside down, which was a little peculiar since an upside down smile is about the same as a frown.
I knew you could do it! You not only found who I am, but where I am! Oh, Hank, you're such a clever rabbit, and I do need your help.
I'm still not a rabbit, madam, but I'd be glad to help you if I can, because, to tell you the truth, I'm in kind of a jam myself. This was a real stroke of luck, me running into Madam Moonshine, because I had a feeling that she could find little Alfred and help me save him from the bobcat.